A very special shout out to our Patreon supporters, Haley K, Claire G, Mina K, and Nicholas Haynes from the Sketchy Nonsense Podcast. Go to sketchynonsense.com to find out more about his podcast. If you'd like to help support our show, go to patreon.com/topropechef. It's as easy as signing up with a credit or debit card or your PayPal and an email address. Pledge a monthly amount to give to us and get your name read at the beginning of every episode. Thanks.
We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with Top Rope Chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast about food and wrestling. We are cooking through Jim Ross's WWE cookbook, Can You Take the Heat? One recipe and one wrestler at a time. Ah. My name is Bradley, the Golden Grill Jones, with me as always.
Holy molars, Maynard. You're right, I couldn't say it with a straight face. That's my first ever pun.
Jacqueline wanted names to describe us having bad teeth from these recipes.
You can guess why. Well, maybe not yet. You will.
Soon you can guess why. We had sweet potato casserole and orange salad today.
Yeah.
I thought the orange salad was going to have mandarin oranges in it.
I thought it was going to be a salad.
Wrong on both accounts.
One of our recipes was in the salad section. One of the recipes was in the side dish section. They both belonged in dessert.
Before we get into the recipes today, the first thing I like to do is have a little drink, get us a little tipsy before we start getting into these recipes. Jacqueline, what are you drinking today?
I have made myself a pot of tea.
Ooh, it looks like it's about to come to life and sing a song.
Genuine teapot.
There's a photo of Genuine on it, which is very, very
There is, yeah. The spout is his penis.
Oh, boy. Dip me over and pour me out. This is my handle. That is not your spout, sir.
I'm drinking sugar plum tea, though.
That sounds fun. Do you see fairies in it? Or when you drink it, do you see fairies, sugar plum
fairies? Fairies are on the box. I guess now that marijuana's passed in this state, maybe I could.
Oh, that'd be fun. Maybe it'd be better with some absinthe in there. Then you'd really see the green fairies.
Yeah, or some acid. We'll see.
Weed's legal. Let's start dropping acid. We gotta find a new illegal thing to do.
Right, because... Oh, boy. Brad, what are you drinking tonight?
Today I have a New Belgium Tartastic Strawberry Lemon Ale.
Whoa.
It says Fruit Series. It also says 100% employee owned on the thing, which is fun. I didn't know that was a...
That's a lot of adjectives.
It's got a little copy on there. Let's read it. A delightful combination of strawberry and lemon purees fill the senses with an enticing balance of sweet and sour fruit. I do like a New Belgium. It does smell very fruity. I thought it would fit the theme of one of the dishes today.
Well, there seems to be fruit in that drink, so I think that maybe it didn't fit this recipe.
There's fruit in the orange salad, supposedly.
No, there's not. There's zero fruit in that.
Pineapple.
Oh.
Jacqueline forgot an ingredient.
No, I didn't. I put it in. I couldn't taste it over the rest of it. How is it?
Speaking of not being able to taste things over the rest of it, I wish it was more strawberry and more lemony. It smells like it. It just doesn't have that zing that it claims, that sour zing.
Can you taste it, like, on your out-breath?
It says it's a little bit expired by, like, a month or so. So maybe it lost a little bit of its luster.
You bought it expired? Then they owe you a six-pack. That's Michigan State law.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I might go back up there. And I think I may have my receipt. I don't know. But
lackluster, the theme for this episode.
We've already done these two wrestlers. We've done, what were their recipes? Two Cools Homeboy Fries. That was the one. That was like episode 7 or 8.
Yeah,
it was an earlier one.
Yeah, we made fun of him pretty bad. And then, in between, one of them is dead. That's our first time that that's happened in this show.
Yeah.
Bound to happen.
Yeah, I guess it was bound to happen. But he was a younger guy. It's not like he was on death's door or anything.
I heard a conspiracy theory from Jerry. This is Jerry the King Lawler's son, Brian Christopher, who died.
Grandmaster Sexay.
Grandmaster Sexay. Just for reference, in this picture, he is chewing bubblegum, wearing a baseball jersey? Is that the sport? Let's say it is.
I don't know what that is. It looks like a raincoat of sorts.
A baseball jersey-styled raincoat, but open, unbuttoned, bare wax-chested. Is that 4 gold chains I count? 4 gold chains?
There might be 2 just looped over.
They're all different sizes and styles. Those are 4 different ones.
Then that is not correct.
Yeah. Calvin Klein jeans.
He's got goggles on. He's got goggles.
Goggles on over a ski hat. Great look. But the conspiracy theory is that he was murdered.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see. Time will tell.
Is this turning into one of those crime murder podcasts, Jacqueline? We're going to have to figure out.
There's so many wrestling crime murders. We totally could do that. Listeners, if that's what you would like our podcast to evolve into, press 1. If you would like Brad and I to.
Are you listening on touchtone phones? What's happening?
I wish. Party line.
We could probably do some sort of fictional or non-fictional wrestling murder show. It seems like it's something that people would be interested in.
I can think of 2 right off the top of my head.
Okay, you're looking at them.
Wait, the other one's dead too?
Oh, no.
Or is he?
Bum, bum, bum.
Tune in next week.
Find out in episode 2. What's the name of our wrestling murder podcast, Jacqueline? Something to do with blood.
Blood? I was going to say, no, that's the wrong crime.
The red mask. They usually call it when a wrestler gets cut above the head and gets red all over the face. It's called wearing the red mask.
Oh, that would be a good one. Or I'm trying to think of something alliterative, but it's failing.
Jacqueline, you look a little bit like Pee Wee Herman in the Pee Wee's Big Adventure movie when he's pretending to be a woman. You've got this nice shawl on. You're all bundled up.
I'm wearing a blanket and taking shrapnel for no reason today.
You just give me flashbacks to it. I'll have to show a photo to get your consensus in the after show.
Is it because I have a really short, because I have a pixie haircut now?
It's a little bit like, it's definitely not helping your cause. That's for sure.
You know what? I like me. My wife likes me.
I like you too, and I like Pee-wee. It was a roundabout compliment. It was just more stating a fact than trying to be insinuating one way or
the other. I think the last roundabout compliment you gave me, you told me I looked identical to Dee Snider when I had long hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you like that one. You enjoy it.
I do. I enjoy the Pee-wee Herman thing too. I can make that look work.
But did you enjoy Grandmaster Sexay's sweet potato casserole?
No. I can tell you about it, though. Grandmaster Sexay is really the talented young son of wrestling legend Jerry the King Lawler. One has to believe this sweet potato dish was a big hit in their Memphis home. I was never a big fan of sweet potatoes while growing up. One night, Mama made them and put a load of melted marshmallows all over the top, hoping to trick me into eating them. Dad had a rule. If you don't clean your plate, there'll be no dessert. I wanted that dessert, so I ate the marshmallows and hid the sweet potatoes under some chicken skin, but I still got busted. And of course, no dessert. Damn sweet potatoes. Can I just interject something real quick?
Yeah.
If you have a food that has marshmallows all over it, that's a dessert.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
There's 2 different parts to this recipe. There is the potato mixture and the topping. For the potato mixture, You will have 3 cups of cooked sweet potatoes, which is 4 to 5 medium potatoes, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1 stick of butter, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 2/3 cup of evaporated milk. For the topping, you have 1 cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of flour, 1/3 cup of butter, 1 cup of chopped pecans. There's 4 steps to this recipe. Step 1, preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Step 2, to make the potato mixture, beat the cooked potatoes with an electric mixer. Add the granulated sugar, butter, eggs, vanilla, and milk, and beat until smooth. Pour the mixture into a shallow pan. Step 3, to make the topping, combine the ingredients and sprinkle over the potato mixture. Step 4, bake for 30 to 40 minutes or until golden. Makes 4 to 6 servings. Brad, why don't you start us off here?
Well, let me start off by saying, I haven't eaten this yet.
What?
I made it, and it's in front
of me.
On
air?
And I thought I would do a live tasting of it.
Oh boy, I hope you have a toothbrush.
I'm sure viewers love hearing the chewing sounds. This tastes like a pie.
Yeah.
That tastes like sweet potato pie.
That's why I put mine in a pie shell and just made sweet potato pie. That is literally all you have to do to turn this into pie is to put it in a pie shell. I know you can theoretically do that with a lot of things, but this is sweet potato pie without any flavor and pie shell.
I'm getting the flavor of the potato for sure.
Yeah, but there's normally like...
I mean, it's unavoidable. The pecans are really nice. I kind of wish those were cooked, though. Like, roasted.
I mean, and you put them in the oven, didn't you?
Yeah, on top of it, but probably separately, maybe. Caramelize them? Is that like or sugar?
Like if you were to mix brown sugar, butter, pecans, and flour?
Mm-hmm.
Like we did?
Yeah, but separate.
I had way too much topping for mine. I didn't put it all on. It was way too much.
Did you leave the skin on your potato?
I did a pretty sweet cheat I was pretty proud of myself for. They just sell in cans that are currently on sale because it's Thanksgiving time. Sweet potato guts just in a can. So I just did that.
Mm.
It was way easier.
Yams in a can?
No, it's like the sweet potato puree in a can. Like, it's already pureed and everything.
To be honest, I was surprised that that wasn't one of the ingredients, was a can of sweet potato or a can of yams.
Oh, because it was like a
But
fresh.
We got to use real potatoes.
Yeah, I didn't, though.
I did. It turned out great. It didn't tell me how to cook the potatoes, but I know how to just poke the holes in it and then put it in the oven for like an hour. So I did that.
Yeah. It also didn't tell you what to do with the butter, which I melted.
Yeah.
I melted it.
Yeah, was it supposed to be melted?
I melted it for the mixture and I like left it crumbly for the topping.
My potatoes were hot enough where the butter melted for that one. But for the topping, I had to heat it up and melt it for that.
Yeah. It took longer than 40 minutes to bake as a pie. It took like... At this temperature, it took, what was it, an hour and 10 minutes?
Yeah, the melted marshmallows would be a good idea. The whipped cream would be fine.
Yeah, but it's not casserole, though. This is a dessert.
No. Yeah, it's a pie.
Yeah.
It's good, though. I like this.
Oh.
Maybe you needed to have mine. I don't know. It looked really nice in the photo I took.
It was way too much sugar.
I definitely did not use the recommended amount. I halved everything, and then... use scant amounts for the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, I made it as is out of the book, and it's way too sweet. Like, it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, that seems like too much.
Yeah, it for sure is.
Particularly the topping. Like, I did not use a whole cup of brown sugar.
I actually took a picture of it.
I used just a little bit.
Of how covered the top of my pie is, and then how much... I had, like, still half of the sugar left, like, the topping sugar stuff left in the bowl.
I drizzled the flour and the brown sugar, and I did use a good amount of butter. How much is a stick of butter? Is that half a cup of butter?
Yeah. I mean, you can go heavy on butter. But a sweet potato is already sweet, too.
Jacqueline, I didn't have eggs in my kitchen when I made this recipe.
Didn't have eggs at home?
I thought I did. That's why I didn't buy them. So I was looking to see what kind of alternatives were for an egg. Applesauce came up number one, numero uno. I didn't have that. Number two was something that I forgot. And number three was flaxseed, which I did have.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess it just uses, it, like, it said it just needed a binding agent. And I was like, well, that would do it. So I just put that in there. So I made an eggless sweet potato pie.
Did you grind them up?
They're already ground up.
Oh, okay.
Seeds.
That's what. So at work, what we use to substitute eggs is 2 tablespoons of flaxseed and 1/2 cup of applesauce and, depending on the recipe, 1/4 to 1/2 cup of oil. And if you whisk those all together, that turns into an egg.
For those who don't know, Jacqueline works at a...
I run a bakery and a co-op.
So I'm wondering, maybe mine turned out better because I didn't use the egg? Is that possible?
I mean, it probably helped your cook time a bit, but I don't know.
It's good.
Yeah, it is. You actually don't need to add the applesauce because this is already such a wet thing. You could just do the flaxseed. And you wouldn't need the oil with that butter. So, yeah. That's a good sub.
I also have the edge of having a KitchenAid mixer. So I like that potato is real mixed up.
I have one of those too.
Did you use it?
Nope. All hands.
No hands for this guy. Hands off. And it turned out good. It was really squished up and good. You didn't ask me what I'm going to rate it, but I'm going to jump ahead and say I give Grandmaster Sexiest Sweet Potato Casserole 3.5 stars.
Ah, boo. 1 star. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Incorrect.
I'll give it 2 stars. It really needed cinnamon, nutmeg, like even just like pumpkin pie spice. It needs spices in here. It's really bland and too sweet. Don't follow the recipe. Follow what Brad did if you make this, listeners, which you won't. Don't do it.
Maybe. I would definitely consider putting it into a pie form with the cinnamon and the nutmeg and stuff. That sounds right. But I like sweet potato. Sweet potato tastes real good to me.
Sweet potatoes are great. I'm getting hung up on that this is supposed to be a side dish, though, and not a dessert.
Get over it. I'm already past it. I've accepted the dessert nature of what we've done here.
We'll see.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about Scotty Two Hotties Two Cool Orange Salad.
Hey, don't hate the players. Hate the game, G. Yeah, we're the coolest cats in the litter box. We're tired of all these suckers and friggity frontiers thinking they cool.
You tell them, homie.
Yeah, like DX, the Brood, and they're the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, just ask anyone. We were cool while they were still sucking on their thumb.
We were cool while they were pooping yellow.
Too much is nope, no.
You got Scotty Two Hotties and Grandmaster Sexy. We the innovators.
The originators.
The master... percolators of cool. Long live Two Cool.
Welcome back to Top Rope Chef. Listeners, we are talking about salads that aren't salad. Scotty Two Hotties. Brad, is that his real hair?
I think it is. Just... I don't know how it exists. There's definitely, like, it's definitely hollow in the inside of that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's got a cone of hair on his head.
He has one of those, what are those called, like, fishing hats or flower pot hats?
Bucket hats fishing hats.
Bucket hats. But, like, the top's cut off, and then they, like, sell those in the stores where it's, like, fake hair, but he has pushed his real hair through. His real bleached hair straight up and through.
His mustache is a little bit unsettling as well.
It's very unsettling. It's dark and it's thin across the top, and then it goes down really thin on the sides, like the outline of a goatee, and then he's got that gross like patch right under the bottom of his lip, like just a piece all alone.
He does have pretty dreamy eyes, though, I must say.
He has he's dead on the inside. You can see it. He's very tan, too, or I mean, this book is in black and white, so it could be a different color, but he's dark.
He was always, to me, the better wrestler of the two. I think Grandmaster Sexay was always more like the bigger and tougher, but Scotty Two Hotties was just cooler and better because he would do the worm.
He did the worm all the time. Like every match, I want to say.
Yeah. He was the better one for me.
Do you think that there's a more insulting way to get pinned and counted out than if someone did the worm to you? And then
I don't think it ever finished anybody. It was always just a move someone would kick out of or get up.
No, he's finished people with it.
I would highly doubt it, but I would stand corrected in the next episode if you do some research. But it seems like a move that did not finish people off with.
Fair enough. It's demeaning.
There's a wrestler in NXT right now, and he's like 370 or 80 pounds. His name's Dozovich, and he does the worm into an elbow drop, and it's amazing.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
As a goof, he did a backwards worm in the ring.
What?
I don't know if that's harder or not, but this guy should not be able to move the way he moves.
That's amazing. And it's, you know, time has passed enough where it's not like a genuinely cool thing to do. Was it ever a genuinely cool thing to do? It was like...
All of this stuff was the cool thing to do, Jacqueline.
Was it? I was hoping that, yes. That it was like all a big satire.
Because we're going to be watching a video in here in a little bit. It'll be Too Cool versus Edge and Christian. And you will see just how 90s things got in the early 2000s of wrestling.
I'm so excited. But before we get into that, Brad, why don't you talk about the salad?
Scotty Two Hotties Too Cool Orange Salad. From a teenage fan who used to write letters to the World Wrestling Federation and even got answers, to a young wrestler with his own Jell-O recipe in the soon-to-be famous cookbook, this Portland, Maine native has come a long way. What's next? A commercial with Bill Cosby? Too soon. Too cool too soon. This summertime favorite of Scotty's is good any time of the year, especially when you have a house full watching Raw is War on Monday night. There are 5 ingredients to this recipe. 1 3-ounce package orange Jell-O. 1 12-ounce container cottage cheese. 1 8 to 12-ounce container Cool Whip. 1 8-ounce can crushed pineapple, drained. 2 cups mini marshmallows. 2 steps to the recipe. Step 1. Sprinkle the dry Jell-O over the cottage cheese. Add the Cool Whip, stirring gently. Add the pineapple and marshmallows and mix well. Step 2. Cover and refrigerate for at least 4 hours before serving. 2 cool low-fat tips. Use fat-free cottage cheese. Use sugar-free orange Jell-O. Use fat-free Cool Whip. Makes 8 to 10 servings. Jacqueline, what do you think of Sky Too High's Too Cool Orange Salad?
I thought we were going to be making salad. Then I thought we were going to be making Jell-O. And then I thought my teeth were going to fall out of my face. This is so gross.
I wouldn't be able to know yet because I haven't had it yet. I also have this recipe ready to be eaten on stream. And it looks like a mess. It looks like an orange mess.
It looks like if a 5-year-old said that he was going to quote-unquote make dinner or make dessert, this is what would happen.
It kind of looks like chocolate mousse.
No, it doesn't. But lumpy and orange.
Very orange. I used the extra creamy Cool Whip.
I used coconut oil Cool Whip or whatever. Dairy-free Cool
Whip.
Yeah,
I could see coconut going in this recipe. I'm surprised it isn't in there.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant because of the Jell-O, but... You didn't make Jell-O. You just sprinkled it over here. The cottage cheese is a little unsettling.
Yeah, there's some weird textures going on with this dish.
Grandma would love this.
Husband loved it. He said, great, I'm going to eat all of this. And he also said that it seems like something you would get at a Lutheran potluck. Like a Lutheran church potluck.
This is totally potluck church food.
It's so gross.
But I'm going to eat a little bit more. What can we use instead of cottage cheese in here?
I don't... It's not, there's the only real food is the tiny little amount of pineapple that's in here. I mean, cottage cheese, I guess, is real food. But everything else is not.
The marshmallow, like, turned into fluff.
Mine just turned into, like, softer lumps. Did yours, like, blend in, like, totally?
Somewhat.
There's too many textures and just the watching yourself. When you have a pile of cottage cheese in a bowl and then you open a package of Jell-O, even it's the small box that we're talking about, but to pour that whole thing onto cottage cheese is, I think that's one of my saddest moments recently. It didn't feel good
doing
it.
It's weird that Jell-O is used as like a spice. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and it is.
It's not like orange zest or like orange juice. Or...
And they weren't sparse with it either, the whole pack.
I was sparse with it. I did not
you
dump
didn't?
The whole package in.
I followed both these recipes to the letter.
I didn't want to ruin all the cottage cheese I had bought.
Yeah.
I was okay with ruining the Cool Whip because I can't think of another thing like that.
Right.
Pineapple, I put the whole thing in anyway.
I didn't. I followed it.
That Jell-O is going to be too much.
Yeah, it was.
Too much.
It doesn't totally dissolve, so you still get that like grainy Jell-O feel on your teeth. That's just cringy. That feeling is ugh.
So chocolate mousse just uses cold heavy cream and egg whites as like the binding agent, not cottage cheese.
No, I've never seen cottage cheese. I remember people used to make, what do they call it, ambrosia salad? And that was like marshmallow fluff and sour cream and Cool Whip, and then you put in like fruit cocktail or pineapple, and then you put in like something that turns it pink. I don't know what that would be. Whatever it was. And that was like
fruit juice or cherry juice or something?
Something like that. I mean, it might have even been some Jell-O, but certainly not a whole pack. The cottage cheese, it doesn't belong.
Yogurt is used in the ambrosia salad that I found as a recipe. That seems way better than cottage cheese.
Yeah.
But everything else is pretty similar. You just got to mix the fruits up.
They use a whole packet of Jell-O?
They don't use Jell-O. It's all whipped topping and vanilla yogurt. And then fruits.
Okay.
And marshmallows.
Marshmallow fluff. Yeah. So the Jell-O, like, solidified it into that. Like, because when I put it in the fridge, it was really, like, soupy. And then it, like, hardened up. Gelled up, if you will.
Mine was in the fridge overnight.
Yeah, so was mine. I made it last night, and then I woke up for work today at 2 in the morning, and like half asleep, tried this. It was not great first thing in the morning.
I'm wondering if there's ways, like if they had different or more fruits in it, like if it was like a strawberry or raspberry kind of dealy.
If you put like strawberry, with pineapple, and mandarin oranges in it, that would be good. Switch the cottage cheese to something else entirely and did not put an entire packet of Jell-O in it.
What if we toasted this as if you would toast a marshmallow and make a s'more out of it, like a fruity s'more?
How would you toast it?
I don't know. Like, you have to very carefully. Maybe in a campo pie maker?
I don't know what that is. What's a campo pie?
Oh, a campo pie maker is great. So you get two pieces of white bread, gotta be white bread. You put whatever meat and cheese and toppings in it. The most one that I did was like a pepperoni pizza one. So you take two pieces of white bread, put pasta sauce, pepperonis, and cheese in it, and you put it in what looks like, you know, the flume thing? That like
to make the fire, the bellows?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that, but instead it's a metal sandwich container. And you put the sandwich in there and you clamp it down and then you put the metal container in the fire.
Yeah.
And then it cooks the sandwich into like a nice toasty. Toasty sandwich thing.
That sounds
almost
great.
like the PB&J sandwiches.
Ooh.
The pre-made Uncrustables. It's like those.
I've never
it looks
had
like
that
those
either.
When they're done. Oh. You haven't lived.
No.
You haven't lived.
No, but I will definitively say don't do that with this. You'll be sad. You'll be real sad.
I think you could toast up some marshmallows. Not with a cottage cheese.
Yeah, but marshmallows you can toast all day. But not with it. Ooh, marshmallows and peanut butter. And Nutella.
And banana.
And
maple syrup.
No.
Put all your favorite things in it.
That's like a pancake sandwich. Does it get all like crispy? Like, do you put butter in it so it gets crispy too? I know what I'm going to ask for Christmas.
Campo pie maker.
Yeah, that's not this.
No, I got too excited. I got too away from Two Cools Orange Salad. And let's get too far away from these recipes.
Wait.
And just talk about wrestling.
Wait, before.
Mm-hmm.
I give this recipe half a star.
I give Scotty Two Hotties Two Cool Orange Salad 2.25 stars. Feeling generous today. I don't know why. It's because I'm eating them live, I think.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm like when someone puts a camera on you and you're like, you just like have to tell the truth or like try to be nice.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of thing is happening to me right now. I don't have that cold, dark, like 3-day of, like, sitting on, oh, I hated that thing behind me. Well, let's watch this match.
Let's do it.
If you want to watch along with us on YouTube, you can. Or I'm going to be playing it in the background in, like, a low volume because you can kind of see where we are. The video we're watching is entitled Too Cool vs. Edge and Christian 5/29/2000 Raw. We'll link it on Instagram and probably just Instagram, maybe in the show notes. And, Jacqueline, we're going to hit play, and then just tell me when you want to pause it. When there's something that you want to talk about it, we'll pause and we'll talk about it.
Yes, listeners, real quick, if you're on the fence about watching it, watch it. Because I can tell you right now, this opening screenshot, I can see some gems of human beings already. It's worth it for the crowd chat. All right. Ready?
You set? Go. Start with Edge's theme song. which just it was Edge and Christian's theme song.
Aw, Edge's outfit is so sweet. Red velvet pants, red shiny pleather duster. He's got.
What do you think they're carrying in those bags, Jacqueline? They're coming down with two grocery bags full of something.
They look like they just like went to the, what do you call it? The party store. What's Christian? Ooh, white.
See, there's like shot glasses. They're ready to play beer pong with those things.
Yeah, no. Christian's got like a fishnet situation of a shirt on, but no glasses today.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Edge has glasses.
Yeah, I don't know how old these guys were, but they were just pulling off whatever
chokers.
Style they wanted.
Look at Edge's hair, those highlights. Man.
It's glorious.
Yeah, it is. Flash photography for sure. Oh, they're in Canada. Ooh, 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 hometown. Ooh, pause.
What did that sign say?
I don't know, I missed the sign, but the lady holding it up, she had a Tweety Bird tank top, and she had a leopard print cowboy hat on.
I rolled back to it. You're not wrong. Wow, that's a style you would rock.
No, it's not. I'm a little bit classy.
It says, for our benefits... 5 more seconds, please. I think it has her name at the bottom of that.
It says Edge and Christian at
or
the bottom.
Or is it Edge and Christian?
Yeah. Do you see that kid giving her the side eye next to her?
Yeah.
In the green shirt.
People don't like Edge. Like, little kids, I guess, were not fans. They wanted to see Too Cool.
He was a heel then. And there's a lot of... There's three people right behind this lady with shirts that say, Layeth the Smacketh Down.
Rock
so,
fans.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm ready to go again.
All right, hit play now.
Kissing up to everybody. So many tank tops. Now we realize British Columbia, so not the brightest province in the country.
Which is why we're going to spell this out really clear for you. You see, Joe C is an overrated midget rapper.
Uh-oh. Oh, was that a person?
I think it was.
Josie? Here we
go. Yeah, I think Josie.
Oh, they're going to bring out a midget. Are they going to bring out a midget? 5 seconds only that will honor overrated midget rappers worldwide. We call this oh, wow. Josie style. Well, these guys kicking it Josie style. Oh, no, bucket hats.
Look at Josie over there.
Bucket hats? Are those... slip-on rain shoes? Oh, no, they're doing... No!
They're gonna do the dwarf thing.
They have shoes on the ground, and then they put their knees in them to make them look like midgets. There was a lady in the ring. I don't know what she was doing, but she had a really awesome snakeskin skirt on.
Josie died the year that this... match happened.
What is
this
happening?
This match is 529. He died
Brad,
November 16th.
What the fuck is happening? That's not dancing.
Look at, wait. I saw up to this point when I was watching
earlier.
Oh my
god. Wait.
Look at Grandmaster Sexay do that. What is that
I don't
called?
Know. I don't know. Can we pause it for a second? I need a minute.
Yes.
Oh god. You guys have to
watch this. What
are
those dance
moves? That's not a...
Well, it's like an elephant dance. So he puts his head down and sticks his arm out where his head should be. And then he just, like, nods his head when he's, like, walking, like, a crab walk down the aisle.
He is kicking his knees up so high and erratically. It looks like he's going to knee himself and break his own nose. It's so violent. They're both wearing...
Oh, he's like, digging a hole or something.
Yeah.
Like, down, like, before he does it.
Do you ever...
There's, like, seven different dance moves happening.
It's too much. He, oh god.
These outfits too.
They're all like white denim pants and jackets, and they have like black squiggles all over them and some like red graffiti spray paint on them. He's got the bucket hat with the cutout that's red, and his hair is spiked up through the top there.
Grandmaster Sexay moonwalks down the
he
ramp.
He doesn't moonwalk.
No. Sky Too Hottie moonwalks down the
oh,
ramp.
I missed him because of what Grandmaster Sexay was doing. I gotta rewind it a little.
Yeah, I've turned my volume down and just been playing it. He does this move. He does the little squiggly arm
the hand
thing.
Wave, the solo hand
mm-hmm.
wave.
Into the moonwalk.
They're like swinging. Those aren't... Did you ever see that episode of Bob's Burgers where he takes a class on how to dance hip hop? That's what this is like. They're like the teachers in that episode. What is he's like he's suffered like a few strokes.
Strokes of genius, I call it.
Amazing. I was crying.
Let's start again at 241.
Reebok Blacktop.
Sponsored by Foot Locker.
What's Fram?
I remember Fram.
I don't.
It was an oil filler company. Burger King food has always been sponsored. Big sponsor of wrestling.
Okay, taking off the jackets to reveal no shirt underneath. Classic. Classic.
He's got dreads. Grandmaster 6A has dreads.
Look, he's got cornrows. Look at all those chains he's got around his neck.
Oh, yeah, cornrows.
There's like six chains.
Is there any puka shells happening? I can't tell.
There might be puka shells in the cornrows.
You know, British Bulldog pulled him off. He's just trying, I guess.
Yeah.
They're wrestling in their hats.
In the ski hats with the goggles. That must have been like a staple, not just for the cookbook. Quite a kick. He's a little step. Oh, what? What? Pause. Grandmaster Sexay climbed up onto the turnbuckle just on the second rope, and he put his goggles down over his eyes, wiped them as though they were foggy, and then did like a head jerk. Is that like a dance move?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he jumped on and he kicked Christian in the face. Oh, wow. Okay. Grandmaster, the missile drop kick on the second rope. Tagged in Scotty Too Hotty. Uh-oh, are they going to do something to his balls? They're doing something to his balls. Oh, they ripped his legs apart. And then did a... What dance is that?
I don't know. Just random quirky jerk dancing.
They both left their hats on.
Oh, his hat fell off.
Oh, that is real hair. That's his real hair that stands up like that. That's embarrassing. Is he going to do a worm?
Not yet, not yet.
Moonwalk. He's got short legs for his body. They're disproportionately short. All right, Edge and Christian, almost half over. Here we go. That was pretty boring, though. I really like Edge's velvet pants. He really rocked that 2000s look.
Whoa.
That was close.
Oh. Yeah, like, almost a botched move into a roll-up.
Ooh. I feel like his hair would have got caught on everything all the time. It's just long and out. The difference of color between the hair on his head and his facial hair is really upsetting. See, he got his little leg caught on the rope. He's too short.
He's still good. He's throwing random punches, random drop kicks.
Fingerless gloves. We missed that. I like the long hair look. It does make everything else look more dramatic. Over the top rope. Scotty Too Hotty.
Here comes the worm.
See, this is the look that he's like.
The camera zoomed in two times.
He pooped his pants and he does a little dance. And then he flies around on one leg like a little toddler with his arms flailing out. And then he falls into the worm. And he's going to pin him on this worm, just like I said. Watch it.
The pin will happen, but he's going to be a kick out.
Uh-uh. Oh, never mind.
Or it just doesn't happen.
No, no pin. He's too busy showboating.
Edge came in with a belt trying to cold cock.
Yeah, because Edge knows how to wrestle. I want Edge to win so bad. Rikishi! And is that the rapper that they were making
fun of? That's Josie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, was he the one who rapped with Kid Rock?
Yes, he is.
He's got a little hockey stick! Cheats! Uh-oh, he's gonna dick him. He hooked him. Oh, that's such an insult to a Canadian. Brad...
professional wrestling.
Grandmaster does not only have cornrows, he's got a cornrow mullet. Do you see that? Oh, they're going to dance? They're going to do their dance with Rikishi in the middle. I like Rikishi's bleach blonde hair a lot. It's a good look. Joe C is also going to do this?
I guess so. We'll talk about Joe C. I got his Wikipedia up. We can talk about him in a second.
Wow. I want Edge and Christian to win so bad still. Are those fake cornrows?
I can't believe it.
Oh, Rikishi puts the glasses on them and then they get powers, right?
Mm-hmm. For my wedding, I want this to happen with all of my groomsmen.
You have to.
I want this to happen.
Why'd they cut away? I want to see the dance.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay. The lights go down. The house lights go down, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's 3 foot nine.
Yeah.
The camera gets all wonky.
Yeah. Rikishi's got the moves.
Oh, yeah.
So would you be in Rikishi's spot, dead center?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dead center.
You should just have a wrestling-themed wedding.
That'd be amazing.
Why not? You could rent one of those inflatable wrestling rings.
Get a real wrestling ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Get married in it.
Yeah.
And then someone comes out to break it up when Triple H comes out. Shows a video of him begging my wife to Vegas and drugging her up and taking her through a chapel of love.
You probably can't afford Triple H. I bet you can get Ted DiBiase, though.
I can get a Triple H impersonator,
That's
I
true.
Bet.
That's true. I'll be a Triple H impersonator.
So that was the first time Too Cool ever won the WWF Tag Team Championship.
And they wouldn't have won it without the help of Josie.
Josie was born in Taylor, Michigan, diagnosed with celiac disease.
Celiac?
And,
the gluten thing?
Celiac? It's a long-term autoimmune disorder that affects the small intestine.
Is it C-E-L-I-C?
C-E-L-I-A-C.
That's the gluten thing, where you can't have gluten.
Let's see. Celiac disease, it's also known as. Also spelled celiac disease. Associated with autoimmune disorders. It is caused by a gluten thing. I guess this is like a severe case of it. Rocked out with Kid Rock. Born in 1974, died in 2000. It's a few months after this match we just saw.
Wow. Well, at least he had that high point.
He was featured posthumously in the animated film Osmosis Jones as part of Kidney Rock. Because I think everybody forgot about Osmosis Jones.
I sure did. I'd like to again.
I remember liking it when that came out.
Oh, no.
That's going to wrap up this episode. If you liked what we did, watching an episode or a little match, the wrestlers, we've never done that before, follow us on Instagram. Send us messages on there. Instagram.com/TopRopeChef, or just search Top Rope Chef on that, and TopRopeChef.com to hear our podcast. Thanks for liking and subscribing, and sign up for our Patreon, because we need your money. Patreon.com/TopRopeChef.
Gel is expensive, you guys.